All righty. Let's bring in Gary Jacobs, president of the Americans for Legal Reform. We spoke a little bit yesterday, the judge at the center of it all, and we can talk about that. And we welcome Gary. I haven't spoken in a while. Good to have him on. Tough circumstances, though. Thanks, Gary, for coming on.
Yes. Great. Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Jay, unfortunately, under these circumstances.
That's rough, and you've done a lot of work with individuals, you know, who have plenty of instances within the court system, and especially, you know, listen, you look at a judge like this Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman, a little bit of a history there. I don't like what I'm seeing here, no question. Reading a lot of stuff, doing a lot of research yesterday of the mother, Justina Valva, Justina Zupko Valva, who had written a letter. Was just dismayed as far as the goings on within the system itself, having failing her. And guess who came up within the ranks? And that was Judge Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman. Gary, a lot of tough stuff yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this of course this is tragic, and so many people come out to, you know, to show how upset they are, and they're shocked about it. But unfortunately, I'm not shocked, because this judge has had a history for years of being, you know, a bad judge, an incompetent judge. In fact, you know, we've done some reporting on her at Americans for Legal Reform, and it's on YouTube. There's videos that we've done for at least 4 years screaming about this judge, how she should not be on the bench. She's destroyed so many lives, and she did, in this case, exactly what we've been yelling at. You know, judges don't normally just do one bad thing. They're usually a bad judge, and actually right now everybody's reporting on, you know, the case and how the system failed. And you know, you've had me on this show several times before talking about bad judges before a tragedy like this actually happened. Now everybody talks about it, but now we have a dead child. We need to start doing something about these bad judges before a child dies. Of course, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again, so that he hasn't died in vain. But we have to think, there's so many people that are suffering at the hands of incompetent judges in this broken system that we have. And Judge Zimmerman is really one of the worst judges, if not the worst judge, in Nassau County. You can see shows that she did exactly in this case what we've been screaming about for years, which is ignoring evidence, making her decision at the beginning of the case, deciding who's the winner and who's the loser, and not listening to any evidence. And I have to tell you, it's unusual for a mother not to get custody. So something was going on in this case. Was it because the father's a police officer and she likes police officers? Was it because a lawyer was connected, or she's just lazy and picked one? I mean, this judge, how do you not listen to a mother screaming that their kid is being abused? You know, it's just beyond me that you can just ignore this and let it go on. And the next place that failed was CPS, of course. You know, how does CPS not catch this? This is, to me, one of the most broken agencies we have here on Long Island is CPS. I mean, I could tell you stories about them removing children and filing, you know, saying that people are guilty of child abuse for leaving a poster at a kid's house, for forcing a kid to brush their hair. And this case, I think anybody could have seen that there was abuse going on, but they didn't want to see it. And now we have a dead child. It's just heartbreaking.
You know, there's plenty of evidence here. I mean, Justina Zupko Valva sent a letter that I researched yesterday that I found. Apparently, this judge didn't even take into consideration the evidence that Justina had provided regarding Michael Valva's alleged addiction to hardcore pornography. This is a guy who would take pictures of himself, videos of his most intimate areas of his body, and sent them to women online. She had evidence of this, okay? Justina Valva had evidence of this, sent this piece of evidence for one portion here, as far as Judge Zimmerman was concerned, and nothing was
ever done about it. It's online. If you Google, like you Googled and found out two shows that we had done at Long Island Backstory about this judge, and it says exactly what this mother is claiming. I wouldn't be surprised if the judge didn't read the evidence. She literally does not read papers that are put before her. How does a judge not take something seriously when lives of children, whether abused, you know, or obviously, you know, being murdered? But how does a judge not even take that seriously and read it and at least do some type of investigation into it? You know, look, like you said, there's evidence out there in some of these, you know, pornography. It's on the internet. You know, somebody could have gone in and taken the guy's computer and looked at it. So all somebody had to do was look. Nobody even paid attention to what this mother was saying. It's horrific. And it's broken system.
She needs to be removed immediately. I can't figure this one out. This is going to be on me for a long time. And I'll tell you one thing. Her partner judges in and around there, Gary. You know, there's Bernard Cheng, who I read plenty about. Joseph Lawrence as well. All, by the way, Gary Jacobs, receiving various types of evidence via the New York Office of Children and Family Services that this 7-year-old Thomas Valva was being abused. You know, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of blame, but let's, you know, let's put in the mix here Cheng and Lawrence ignoring these complaints.
Absolutely.
And granting Michael Valva custody of these kids. It's beyond disgraceful.
Yeah, I mean, there's something more going on here because, as I said earlier, normally the mother would get the benefit of the doubt in court, but there's always, you know, there's a lot of corruption in court. As I've discussed on your show several times, you know, we have judges that are politically appointed. They're not there because they're good lawyers or good people. They're politically put up by the parties. They're cross-endorsed, so the people have no idea who they're voting for. And then what do we get for judges? We get bad lawyers. And like you said, she needs to go. But unfortunately, there's not a great mechanism to remove Judge Zimmerman. So what they will probably end up doing is taking somebody like her and saying, listen, Judge, why don't you retire in a month? She'll retire with her full benefits and her full party, and then they'll put in another problem judge. You know, we do have a review board in New York City for judges, where I guarantee you, because I know people who have sent complaints about Judge Zimmerman, they don't look at them either. So the whole system needs to be changed, and hopefully, you know, this poor child who died and was murdered, hopefully this won't be in vain, and this will get other people talking about it. As I said, I think you're the only show who talks about bad judges before they actually do something so horrific like this. You know, we need to start talking about these bad judges and say, hey, you got to fix the system, because nobody cares about it until they're involved in it or until they see a tragedy like this. But this system is broken. CPS is failing people. They're destroying lives for people who should not be removed from the family's home because there's nothing that happened, and they're missing cases that are so obvious. Jay, you and I could have found out that there was child abuse in this case. A kid was sleeping in the garage. Teachers were saying that the kids looked abused and were starving. You don't need to be an expert to know that that was child abuse. And then you have the mothers telling them what was happening, and they still ignored it. Maybe it was because he's a police officer. You know, but there's something going on here, and it needs to be investigated, but we can't do it locally because it's too incestuous here. Somebody outside, like the FBI, needs to come in like they did to clean up, you know, our government out with the police officers. The FBI needs to come in and clean it up because we cannot manage ourselves here on Long Island. We just can't. It's too incestuous, Gary, and it's never going to get done.
Gary, you know, the most egregious portion of this, obviously, is the judge's lack of doing their jobs, being that of Zimmerman, apparently, who we are hearing here and reading with Zimmerman, Cheng, and Lawrence. And I'll tell you this much. You know, a lot of these judges are voting in. They're voting in. Let's call it as it is. And,
absolutely.
You know, the problem is that when we vote on judges, we don't take the, you know, I always tell people, take the time and do some research as far as the candidates are concerned. You know, just know who you, it is so important to know who you are voting for. And, you know, we see these family court judges that pop up on these ballots. You know, there might be 15 of them, you know, for crying out loud. And you're allowed to pick, let's say, 7 or 8 of them, or 5 or 6 of them. And people just kind of check off, you know, they go in, they check off. They don't know any history here. But people need to be aware. That's the problem with all this. The system stinks, okay? It stinks.
Absolutely.
And
you're
there
right.
Should be,
and you're totally
and,
right.
And Gary, there should be a review period internally as far as how a judge conducts his or her business on the bench. And that's not the case with so many of these judges. They are allowed to serve term after term after term and pretty much bow out on their own when they're ready, okay? We can't have this anymore. It has to change. Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman has to be a template, has to be a template for change. This woman has to be a blueprint for how we kind of change the system going forward from this day onward, okay? That's what has to be done.
Absolutely. A Home Depot employee gets more scrutiny than a judge. A Home Depot employee gets drug tested. A judge doesn't get drug tested, doesn't get psychologically tested, and doesn't get reviewed. Is that unbelievable? A judge can be on the bench and be mentally ill, which many are. They could be doing drugs, they could be drinking, and there is absolutely zero review process for judges. They get their raise automatically every year, and they really can't get fired. So you're asking for, and then who reviews them? Their friends, the other lawyers. There's no independent review board for judges. It's set up to be, it would be shocking if it was good when you set up a system like that.
But that's what I mean. There's no, you're right. I mean, there's just no accountability as far as how one conducts their business. And thus, all
and like
this
you said,
that gets,
apathy, we vote them back in.
And we vote them back in. And all of this stuff gets swept under the rug. All of this stuff. The evidence is insurmountable as far as what Justina Zupko Valva provided. The mother of these three kids provided the brutality involved to these courts, to this judge in particular. An exemplary mother, never in conflict with the law, responsible job, incredible, and basically served up pictures, voice recordings, video I mean, what more do you need to provide a court as far as evidence is concerned? What more does one have to do here regarding her husband's abusive nature towards not only her, but obviously the kids? I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If this didn't go public, what would happen if this didn't go public? Nothing. Nobody would even, if it didn't get out to the press and there wasn't such an outrage, everything would go business as usual. But Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman is sitting on the bench as we speak. It's, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock today. Judge Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman will be on the bench again, making decisions about who gets custody and where kids live. Me and you would be fired the next day, or at least suspended pending an investigation. All these three judges are all on the bench today, all making decisions. The CPS worker is out there going to cases and investigating. Nothing is being done unless the people stand up, like we're doing by having it out there and the vigils that are out. Maybe then people will look and say, hey, we better do something about this. But otherwise, nothing would be done. It would be business as usual. And even if they do push them out of the bench, these judges, they normally let them step down so it's an easier way to go, and they retire with their pension based on $180,000 a year. Anybody else would lose everything in the real world. But like you said, the system needs to change. We need to keep talking about it, and we need to get bad judges. If you're not in the system now, you need to still be outraged because you never know when something can happen to you. And this affects all of us. I mean, look how upset people are about this boy. It's horrific.
I'm doing this a long time, and this is one of the worst stories. This is one of the worst, you know, one of the worst stories. And I don't know, you know, you talk about maybe a little more scrutiny, you know, putting these judges under the microscope. Maybe during election time, I'm just thinking to myself here, you know, maybe not coupling them with
Jay. The way they have it set up is you can't ask the judge any questions about their position on certain things. So you can't ask them about their position on custody, about abusive parents. They actually have a rule set up in New York State that when a judge runs, we can't ask him about his positions on things or about his past, his or her past cases. So they make it almost impossible for you to even find out about who's a bad judge. The only thing we have is once they get in, if they were a bad judge on the bench. Zimmerman never should have been reelected. We knew she was a bad judge, but it's hard to get the information out. It's hard for people to research. You know, besides your show, who else is talking about these bad judges before something tragic like this happens? I don't know of anybody.
And the only thing, Gary, the only thing I'm thinking to myself is, you know, instead of coupling these people on the ballot with all the other posts, You know, all the other senatorial openings and assembly, you know, maybe do a separate judges election. So more emphasis, more of the spotlight could be on these people so we get a better understanding of their careers, you know, how they have served, decisions being rendered, any information that could possibly include any ambiguity as far as how they've gone about their business. We need to maybe get a separate deal with judges so that we automatically don't just check off a box in saying this, oh, here's a Democrat, let's, you know, got to get out of here. Okay, here we go. You know, don't elect five or six of them at one spot here. You know, I mean, the system has to change. Judges,
well, judges
are very important.
How about a review board? You know, so an independent review board who rates judges, once they're in, before they get in. There's nothing like that. The person who says if they're competent or not is the Bar Association in Suffolk and Nassau County, who were their friends that they've all grown up with, and that's a political agency as well. You can't have politics involved in judges. It just doesn't work. You're asking for trouble. And it does need to change. You know, I like your idea of, you know, independent. Like you said earlier, what's more important than a judge who's making life decisions? You know, who else are we voting for? Assemblymen, senator, these people all have checks and balances. This is absolute power. Do you know that you can't even sue this judge now? This poor mother can't go and sue the judge for negligence because they have absolute immunity. So this judge is going to, she's got nothing's going to happen to any of these judges because they have absolute immunity. You could sue the president of the United States. You could sue police officers, but you cannot sue the judges. They have absolute immunity. You're asking for trouble.
You're asking for trouble. The whole system stinks. Child Protection Services, my goodness.
It should be abolished.
Listen,
Child Protective Services
should be abolished.
Start all over.
Strip down to the roots, okay? Strip it down to the roots. Get everybody the hell out of there. Get them all out. Everybody. Strip it down to the roots and start all over again.
I haven't seen anybody good there. That's the answer, is to start all over at CPS, Child Protective Services. And certain people should be prosecuted. The people who were responsible for this boy's murder, they should be prosecuted for an accessory to murder because they allowed this to happen.
Put the judge on trial, for crying out loud. Zimmerman. Because she's the
one
that could
have... problem.
Absolutely.
She has absolute immunity.
Well...
He literally has absolute immunity. So they wrote the laws to protect them, where they have absolute immunity. That should outrage anybody. She can be totally negligent, and it could come out that she never even read the papers, and nothing can happen to the judge criminally, or civilly. She can't go back and sue the judge civilly. There's one or two judges get sued civilly. Everybody would pay attention, but they can't be sued. So if you do find an opening to go ahead and sue the judge, I'm suing a judge right now in federal court for being incompetent and doing something, they just kick the case out because you're going to their friends asking them to go against the judge. Nothing's going to happen to Zimmerman other than they may ask her to leave. There'll be no retraining program. We just need to keep the outrage going. Right now there's a big outrage, rightfully so, but we need to keep it going so that people say, look, it's not going to go away in a week. We are outraged, and we want change, and we need to keep talking about it. The system needs to change, and everybody who thinks this isn't you, you see now, this can be your neighbor, your coworker, your student's friends. This can involve all of us. You never know when you're going to be involved in the court system. You just never know. Everybody, I always say, you're one mistake away from being in the court system. And when you get there, you want the most competent, fair judges to do the right thing, to judge you.
Well, Gary, we'll stay on top of this absolutely horrific story. We're going to do our part as far as letting people know about Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman, Chen and Lorenz as well. Listen, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll get to the bottom of this Child Protection Services. You know, it's about not letting this happen again, obviously, but it's also about holding those responsible for the death of this 8-year-old to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
and to be thrown the hell out, which we will get on today for sure. Gary Jacobs, President of Americans for Legal Reform. Gary, we'll talk soon on this, all right? Keep me in the loop.
Thanks, Jane. And anybody who wants to stay involved and keep fighting to do what you just said, come to Americans for Legal Reform's website. Come to our meetings. We're a nonprofit, and this is what we fight for change. Thanks, Jay.